Melody, I would like you to tell everybody right now how organized my office is. What did you find this afternoon when you came in here for our recording session?
Wow. You don't want me to say that in public,
yes,
do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, it's so frustrating for me. I mean, not one pile, but two, three, five. Not so much overflowing piles, just so many of them with such odd assortment of things. Like, why do you have to keep a wrapper from a cassette tape or the back cardboard of something that you bought 5 years ago? You have a little special note on everything.
I might need it someday.
Well,
And you know what my point is?
That you're a slob?
No, that's not my point. My point is that I am not a cult leader because cult leaders are
organized.
Satan's lies, the lie of our adversary, are very deceptively packaged. You must understand that our adversary understands the human, and he understands what the human likes. And I'm going to read you a quote now from Ephesians 4, verse 14. Paul said this, he said, "We are not meant to remain as children at the mercy of every chance wind of teaching and of the jockeying of men who are expert in the crafty presentation of lies." Now that's a real important phrase there, the crafty presentation of lies. I'm going to quote that now from what do you call it when it's not literal? I'm tired. Paraphrase. That was from the Phillips paraphrase. Now, the concordant version for that has, instead of the crafty presentation of lies, the systematizing of the deception. This is what I'm saying. Satan has a deception to get across. He wants people to hate God. He wants people to think God is an idiot. He has a deception to get across. But he knows that if he packages it in an evil way that's obviously wrong, people aren't going to go for it. And so he systematizes it. He packs his deception into a system, into rites, into ceremonies that people like. And then when people are involved in the ceremonies, when they're involved in the outwardness of it, then through that medium, Satan, as I told you yesterday concerning the movie Aaron Brockovich, is going to seep false teachings about God through that medium. And he is very crafty. And he's too crafty to use obvious evils.